All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's the Fresh Hour Show with Dr. Holt and my co-host, Tom Cortez. And yes, this is the third Saturday. So we have a special edition of ABC, A Better Community, by the brainchild himself, Treon Coleman.
What's up, Doc?
And we're so excited to have him in the building on today. Just want to give you breaking news about our Fresh Start fundraiser. Is going down next week, next Friday on the 25th. It is a fundraiser breakfast. It will be at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Tucson, Arizona, and our keynote speaker is the former Pima County Chair of Board of Supervisors, Dan Ekstrom.
Come on now.
And so we know he's, I always call him one of the godfathers in Tucson. So if you want to come out and be blessed, he's just a powerful, prolific, generational leader. And we're so excited to have him as our guest. He's been a partner working with us for years. So I thought it'd be very great for Dan Ekstrom to come to be our speaker. So listen, if you don't have anything to do that Saturday morning, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Join us at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church. It's the Fresh Start fundraiser. Our tickets is $35 per person, or you can get a table for $250 and fill it up with 8 people. Come out and sow into this organization, sow into this ministry. You know, our mission is where everyone deserves a new beginning. We believe that mistakes should only be a life lesson, not a life sentence. So come out and join us on October 21st at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TCC, better known as the home of the Fresh Start Expo, Tucson Convention Center. We're going to have all our courts. We're going to have our city courts, justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts. We're going to have the county attorney and Laura Conover and her team. We're going to have Megan Page and a public defender and her team. We're going to have Andy Silverman and his UA legal law students. We're going to have haircuts. We're going to have felony-friendly employment. We're going to have so many different resources there, plus various different vendors from behavioral health, mental health, you name it, is going to be at the table. So you want to join us this coming October 21st, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's not going to be all day. We're going to help you with your legal issues. We're going to help you get a job. And we're going to help you to do all kind of different things. Driver's license. If you got suspended license, quit driving, taking a risk with no license when you come to Fresh Start. And we have the judges that's going to help you to take care of that. If you got fees and fines you cannot afford, come on down and see our judge. We can put you on affordable pay plan. Yes, it's going down. We are excited, 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 and we want to see you there. And then finally, on December 2nd, on a Saturday, we're going to be at the Utterback Middle School doing the Christmas, Fresh Start Christmas giveaway. We're giving out toys. We're giving out bikes.
Bikes.
We're going to have turkeys. We're going to have food boxes. You're going to get the whole trimmings and all. So join us on Saturday, December 2nd at the Utterback Middle School for the Fresh Start giveaway. So we know that with inflation is crazy, we know that your budget's a little tight, might not be able to get as many gifts for your kids. We're going to be able to help you. We also know that a Fresh Start's mission is to help incarcerated populations and formerly incarcerated people. So if you're just getting out of jail around that time or coming out of prison, you probably didn't get a job yet and money is tight, this is what we're here for. We want to also make sure our brothers and sisters who's been formerly incarcerated to come on down and get some toys and let's bring some joy on Christmas and let's put some smiles on people's face. So we're here to be a blessing to our community. We are thankful for Taranika Sanders, the principal of Utterback, have been doing a marvelous job. Just several years ago, she got that school with an F rating.
Wow.
And because of a lot of hard work and diligence and sacrifice and being determined and not giving up on these kids, she got that school to a B. I mean, she ought to be massively celebrated. for the great work that she is doing. So we're going to partner with Utterback, and Utterback is turning not to be a hood school, but a school full of scholars. And we always knew that Utterback can be a place of scholars, young scholars. And so let's continue to make a big difference. You share these days, Tom, and we are going to put some joy on people's face. So, Tom, what we got, and then we throw it over to Treon.
You already covered the fundraiser and the Fresh Start Christmas giveaway, and of course, Fresh Start 2023 at the Convention Center. I wanted to add to that that at the Convention Center every year we have a full list of speakers that come and take, you know, 5 to 15 minutes of their time to give testimonies as to how Fresh Start affects them, how they believe the mayor came, and yeah, it being the greatest public safety event we can do in Tucson. I mean, it's impressive to see these individuals from these positions come and speak about our futures being a positive thing for the city rather than what it has been in the past. The other thing was the COPE. I have a COPE, Cost of Poverty Experience, coming up this Saturday, a month in the life of somebody that lives in poverty, an actual person that we have studied over a period of time that lives in poverty. You're going to take on that persona through 4 15-minute segments, which represent a week in that month. And you go around the room and you try to get the resources that you and your family need. And you are going to find during this simulation that it becomes very real to you, and it becomes an eye-opener for you because you start to live the experience that somebody is living every day. And what we say at the beginning and the end, please have reverence for these people, because when you leave at the end of the day, you go back to your life, they go back to theirs, and you just lived it for them for an hour, and it's not so fun. So it should open your eyes and call you to action. That's COPE. That's 826. It's at Salvation Army at 218 East Prince Road on Saturday this coming week. The Justice Breakfast for 4 Tucson, we have a special guest coming on September 29th, and that guest is going to be Dr. Damond Holt.
And
we're hoping to open up some eyes prior to the October event at the end of September so that we can get some people out there and come talk to Dr. Holt and come ask him questions and come ask him the vision of Fresh Start, because this isn't just a Tucson thing. This is a nationwide, international thing that is growing very quickly, and you should jump on board now because it's helping a lot of people, and it makes you feel really good to help a lot of people. And for us, people coming from my background and what Dr. Holt is doing for us and the doors he's opening up and the mountains that he is just moving out of the way because of the connections that he have made, because of the things that he takes away from our past, it's opening up new futures for everybody walking out of those gates every day. And that's a blessing to each and every person in this community, because when the people coming back to the community have the things they need to be successful, then the rest of the community has nothing to worry about, do they?
All right.
That's all right.
All right, you heard it. All right, it is special edition ABC.
ABC.
One, two, three. He's in the building. He's in the building. Treon Coleman.
TCC.
We excited. ABC.
What's going on, Dr. Hope, Damond, T. Hope, Tom Cortez? Happy Saturday morning to everyone. Like I tell anyone that I'm able to see, any day that ends in Y is a great day. Monday is a great day.
Yeah.
Tuesday is a great day.
Yeah.
Wednesday is a great day. Thursday, Friday, this morning, Saturday is a great day.
Yeah.
Sunday's a great day. So wake up, get up, stay up, and let's go. Hey, Tucson, what do you do when you have been just the benefactor of just so much love? What do? You try your best to give it back. So, hey, 4 months ago, we took a leap of faith out here in these Tucson streets and started ABC, A Better Community, by making connections that count. And guess what? Not only did you show up, but you showed that you really care about our community. Again, do we got it all fixed? Not at all. That's why we work at it. But we just want to say thank you. So on September the 6th, which is a Wednesday, September the 6th at 5 p.m., at the historic Dunbar Pavilion, 325 West 2nd Street, we're going to do what's called a post-Labor Day community mixer. Again, post-Labor Day community mixer. Some of you will be out of town, some of you will be in town, but in Tucson, it's been really hot, Tom. Dr. Ho, it's been really hot. Yeah, yeah. So as we go into the cooler months here, out here in Old Pueblo, come on out to the community mixer. It's going to be awesome. Treon, what are you going to do at this mixer? It's real simple. Guess what? We're going to bring out the one and only Mika Love and the crew to provide you free live music. Hashtag no cover charge. You don't need nothing. Just bring yourself. Then we're going to have professional headshots. You know you need your Instagram, your Facebook, your IG, your LinkedIn on fleet. I was told, Dr. Holt, that most people who charge for headshots charge big money. Come on out here to the community mixer. You're going to be able to get it for free $99. Just bring your smile and your style, and you can get you a professional headshot. Then after we go through all of that, we're going to have Dre Seafood and Barbecue give you some fresh grub. You all need some grub to make it happen. And then the grand finale is this. Dr. Tanya R. Strozier, who is the new director of TUSD, African American Student Services Department. She's allowing our small grassroots movement to give her her official welcome. So yes, you're going to be able to hear the vision be cast about what TUSD, African American Student Services Department, will do. She's bringing her staff, she's bringing her team. If you have questions, comments, concerns, or you just want to be able to see who is that person that's leading our students, you will be able to do that. And guess what? All of this comes to you by the great people of Tucson Juneteenth Festival. Tucson Juneteenth Festival sponsored our entire event. Shout out to Larry Starks and the wonderful people at Tucson Juneteenth Festival, because guess what? We could not make connections that count without the people who believe in us. Dr. Holt, I've said all that I need to say off the top, but guess what? Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Let's go.
Yeah. You heard it. Public announcement. Let's go. Let's support ABC, a better community. We're just better together. That's what I always keep preaching over and over. We're better together. We still got a few more minutes, so let's get into this ABC.
Talk to me.
Tell us, how did this get in your heart to be the brain job?
Ooh, Dr. Hope, man, I love being able to be transparent and pure in heart. A better community is the extension of a kid by the name of Treon Cockrell Coleman. That kid came to Tucson 13 years ago looking and longing for community and had nowhere to do it with and didn't know where to go. But guess what happened? That kid remembered one thing. He had a cell phone. And with that cell phone, you can do a lot of different things with that cell phone. So every time he went out, Tom Cortese, he met a person, he took their email address. And he took one person email address and two person and three person. And after 13 years, he has now a listserv. Didn't even know that's what it's called now. But for these professional people, it's called a listserv. But what I call it was a distribution list. But I have been coached up that I'm doing this work. It's called a listserv. But Dr. Ho and Tom Cortese, that list now is 400 residents. So watch this. Anytime someone wants to send something out to the community or want to be connected, they send an email to Treon. He has to the responsibility to try to get that information out to as many people as he possibly can. What I'm sharing with the people who are on this, the airways and the people inside of this booth with me is never despise small beginnings. You would never think that just meeting people and being authentic would be able to turn into a movement. So what am I telling you? ABC is just what's my personal lifeline. Now it's my ethos. Now it's my existence. Now it's my evolution. And I've always been told if you're going to do anything with leadership, that he that walks in the park and has no followers is not really doing any leadership. They're just taking a walk, John C. Maxwell. So now in order to be a better leader, a true leader must be able to replicate and multiply and help out others. So ABC, Dr. Damond T. Hope, is a 13-year journey of a kid that came to Tucson without a wife, without a kid, without anyone, and trying to make it. Now it has grown into a small organism to the point to where people are able to meet people they probably would have never met. They're able to talk to other people they might never been able to talk to. And this is the true testimony. I met someone at ABC a month ago, and they told me this. Since they've been coming to ABC, a company, let's shout out to APS, Automated Pre-Sort Services, Earl and Nally Grissett are the owners, 1708 East 22nd Street. They said they have received three contracts. They said they have received three printing contracts by coming to ABC, by meeting people.
Yeah.
So the goal is, if you do it the right way, which is always God's way, he'll be able to give provision, protection, and then be able to put the people in the right places to be able to make sure his will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So ABC is only an extension of a little kid that know what it feels like, Dr. Hope, to be out here in these Tucson streets and feel like you don't have nobody who's really rocking and rolling with you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Especially when you talk about true vision that comes from God. Number one, vision that comes from God is always bigger than the visionary.
And that's it.
And that means that it's bigger than your ego. It's bigger than your intellect. It's bigger than your education. It's bigger than your expertise. And then secondly, because it's bigger than you, then God have already assigned. I like to call them midwives that helps you push. It helps you push. And that's kind of like the same way with Fresh Start. I already knew Fresh Start way bigger than me. It was scary. It's so intimidating. And you got to think, Treon, when I started Fresh Start, I started at my church. And I went from the church to the CCC. TCC. That's crazy, man. You know, like, who's doing that? Who's taking this to one of the largest convening convention centers in our city?
Let's talk about it, Doc.
And bringing our mayor and bringing our city manager and just selling this vision. I knew it was bigger than me, and I knew that that I had to be the glue to bring everybody together to make this a beautiful event. And so I knew that what you're doing is what I like to think Fresh Start doing. And I think, you know, if you've seen it, you testified on it, is that when we have something, we put smiles on people's face. We impact people's lives. We shift trajectories. And if I never get a plaque, that's the prize. The prize is I want to leave my earth better than the way I found it. And I want to go to every community changing and impacting communities and zip codes. That when I go, when I get there, it's better than the way that I found it. And you bring people together to do that. You know, when you get people's like, nah, because it ain't my idea, I want to be a part of it. Or, just to be real, people do that stuff. Or you thought of it quicker. Right? And the thing about it too, Tom, is that sometimes God puts stuff on people's heart, but they don't have enough faith to make the move.
Amen.
And God ain't waiting around for you.
Because
a lot of times, probably ABC was in somebody else, but because of the fact that they sat dormant, oh, man, don't even get me started.
all I'm going to say is we repeatedly say it every third week. You and I, unity, community. The only way to have it is to open your mouth. And if you don't open your mouth, people aren't going to know that you care, you value them, what's inside of them. And what you're doing, bro, because when you run through the numbers, and you didn't do it for the show, but you can run through the numbers. From the beginning of this, you've, like, doubled. Like every month, and you're adding a number of people to come out there, and the Lord flourishes those things that give him glory. He's not going to flourish something that pretends to be something. He's not going to bless a facade. He only blesses the truth and what's real. And what you're doing, bro, is laying your heart bare and saying, I love this community. I want this community to love itself. And I want each person in this community to love each other. You may not love what each other look like, okay, but remember, there's a pearl in that field that is of greatest value of anything in the universe, right? Love the pearl and don't even look at the field, because that's the only important part. And when we start treating people like it's the pearl, like, and it's not who we're standing next to, comparing to, you know, and looking at, and not liking what they look like, look at the pearl.
Let me add something to this. I know this is probably going to make the church community mad. And I ain't scared of nobody.
You're used to it.
And my email is demond@demondhope.com, so I'm not scared of nobody. Listen. Paul said that we are living epistles read by men, which means that many people got Bibles on dressers and kitchen tables, but they never read it. But what they do see is people who's doing the mission of Christ outside the body of Christ. That's what ABC is. There are some people at ABC that probably never go to church, but the closest they get to seeing Christ is at your movement. And I think it's the same way with Fresh Start well, because Fresh Start is grace in action. You can, I mean, I don't know what to tell you after making life-changing mistakes and you get this ultimate fresh start. And that's grace. That's what
and sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what grace is all about. You know, I want to give a shout out to, and I didn't share this with you guys, but I did get an email. It said, "Congratulations, NAACP Tucson would like to notify you that you have been selected to receive the Public Safety and Criminal Justice Game Changer Award."
Game changer.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys,
man.
And you know, to be acknowledged by one of our iconic civil rights, social justice institutions, you know, in our nation, to get that is just really overwhelming. You know, I kept it to myself. I said I would share it. They're going to honor me on October 14th, the Saturday before our Fresh Start event.
Amen.
So again, Cherie Meeks and the NAACP team, thank you so much for acknowledging me for that. Man, it's just mind-boggling. So I just grind and do the work, you know. But, you know, if you can, you know, get some acknowledgement and get your flowers while you can smell them, it's a blessing. So thank you again, NAACP, for so that I know you could have chosen so many other people. But to acknowledge me and my work is really, really emotional. And it is mind-blowing and it's very humbling. So thank you. It just tells me I got to go harder and spread Fresh Start into other cities in the nation. And so that's what I'm going to do.
That's it, Doc. Yeah. Congratulations, Tom Cortese. Appreciate it. And I end with something in 32 seconds, and that is this: to whom much is given, much is required. Starting anything, they say anyone can start, but can you finish?
Yeah.
So what I'm honored to say today is, Dr. DeMonte Holt, thank you for starting and showing what it really means to finish. Tom Cortese, appreciate you starting and showing what it means to finish. And last but not least, I thank my wife, I'm Sean Coleman. It's been a long 4 months, but she's been there with me. Hey, y'all, I'm telling you, ABC hasn't been meeting the bills. Hear me out. And you don't know what it means like until you're out here on faith and you have an invoice and you believe by faith that it's God's invoice, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what it takes to run a home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know you cannot have more going out than coming in.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you can't do that. So when you start to see more goes out to the community that comes in to keep it going, it has to be under the providence and hand of God. And I'm telling you, I am blessed. We are blessed. Cormashawn and Treon, we thank you for 4 months of just really helping us get this going, because I'm telling you, there were times that we should have not held the event.
Yeah.
But someone, something, you was touched with a finger of love and someone made an investment to do that. So again, on behalf of ABC, Connections That Count, and all those Tucsonans who make this happen, I can't wait to see you September the 6th. We're still going to make sure we give you this event free 99. We're the only and almost the last people available that don't charge you nothing to come in.
Yeah.
But we depend on the people who believe in a better community. Let's go!
Come on.
All right, let's go. You heard it from Treon himself. A better community and Fresh Start is free.
Your Fresh Start don't cost you no money.
It don't cost you nothing to get your restoration of your rights. It costs you nothing for us to get you your driver's license back and reinstated. It costs you nothing to get your felony conviction sealed.
Yes.
So we are as well as free 95. So come on down. To my guy, my little brother's event. He's doing something special in our community. And let me just encourage you, when God gave me this vision as well, you know, just to get the TTC was 10 grand.
Yeah.
And because I moved in faith, the city manager said, "We're going to give it to you for free." So, I'm running out of time, but listen, just... the burden of the sustainability of it is on God. It's just your thing is to do the faith. So I said, if you want supernatural, the visionary got to work the natural, and God will do the super. And if you work your natural, you do your part, you work that natural best way you can, God is going to always supply that super part. So if it's supernatural, it ain't all on God. Most of it, a lot of that is on us. If we work that natural, God is going to supply the super. And that's what God is doing on both our organizations. So let's continue to be faithful. Look, it's Saturday, so if you don't have anywhere to go to church, find you a church, find you a place of worship to get your praise on and know that God loves you no matter where you come from. Tom, we out of here, man. Thank you for being a great host with us. Anything you want to say in these 17 seconds?
Amen. Get to church. Get a fresh start. And ABC, get out to the Dunbar.
Yes. All right. ABC is in the house. A better community takes unity. Let's do it. We're here every Saturday morning at 7:30. I'll see you next Saturday at 7:30. Fresh start. Let's go.